Good evening again, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting tonight from the Planet FM studio in Auckland, and our delayed broadcast going out on Saturday night on Access Radio Wellington, Cavity Coast on the Cavity Coast, and Plains FM down in Christchurch. And greetings to people listening around New Zealand and indeed other parts of the world, planetaudio.org.nz. Oliver Leigh is my name, and the programme, as always, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Hope you can sit around or lie around without falling asleep for the next hour. We'll bring you the latest news from Ireland. We'll have some good music as well. So we'll kick the programme off tonight. The woman from Galway, Dolores Keane, and she's singing Caledonia.
Come on.
Yes, Dolores Keane there from Carlistran in the County Galway, singing a lovely song called Caledonia. Well, as we're heading to the shortest day of the year tomorrow here in New Zealand, the longest day of the year in Ireland, and thankfully the weather has still been quite good, probably better in the east than in the west, but it's given all the farmers a great chance to gather their crops in, especially those that are saving hay and silage this time of the year, and people on the western seaboard that have turf to harvest over the summer months. And as I mentioned last week, the big news was the itinerary for Pope Francis when he comes to Ireland at the end of August. He'll be in Ireland for 2 days, and there'll be three public events that he'll be speaking at. And the first big one will be in Crow Park on the Saturday night. He's going to speak to 85,000 people there as part of the World Families Reunion. And I see that Andrew Bocelli could be on the stage with him as one of the guests that night, contributing to the music. Then on Sunday morning, he's going to head west, and he'll spend about an hour, just over an hour, in Knock Shrine in County Mayo, and 45,000 people will be able to attend that event. All the events, public events, will have to be ticketed because of health and safety reasons. So he's going to spend just over an hour in Knock, and he'll celebrate the Angelus in the gable end of the church where Our Lady appeared in 1879. And then he'll be whisked back to Dublin for the big open-air mass at the Phoenix Park. And it's expected that there'll be 500,000 people attending that mass. And obviously, on top of that, he's got official functions with the president, the Taoiseach, and he's also going to visit a homeless centre in Dublin run by the Capuchins. So huge amount of publicity talking about his upcoming visit at the end of August, and references to what it was like when Pope John Paul II came back in 1979. Obviously, Ireland is a changed landscape, and changed a lot in the last few weeks with the referendum on allowing abortion to be introduced in Ireland. And that's still dominating a lot of the news, because half the medical staff are saying that they're not sure that they want to be able to conscientiously object whether or not to refer people if they're not willing to administer the drugs that they'll be legally entitled to do. So there's lots of debate going on. And, of course, the government are still, you know, hanging on by a thread. They thought last week that there might be a vote of no confidence in the housing minister. And certainly that is becoming a big issue in Ireland. And I see there's a headline in one of the papers earlier this week that it's harder to buy a home, and it's even tougher to get a mortgage. But anyway, we'll come back and talk more about that and talk about sport. What a great weekend for Irish rugby, beating Australia for the first time in almost 40 years in a test match. But it's not over yet. The final test is in Sydney, and they'll really want to win that to put down a marker ahead of the World Cup next year. Well, we'll stick with a Galway theme, and this is Paddy Riley, and he's singing all about the Galway races, that great Galway racing festival, which kicks off usually the last week of July. And if you're heading over to Ireland in July, and you'll be there, you'll probably need to get accommodation probably in Mayo, Castlebar, but you'll be able to drive down to Galway and spend a few days at the races. The Ballybrit is a fantastic experience. So here he is, Paddy Riley and the Galway races.
As I went down to Galway town to seek for recreation on the 17th of August, me mind being elevated, there was multitudes assembled with their tickets at the station. Me eyes began to dazzle as we're going to see the races. With me whack, fall the do, fall the dithery idle day. There was passengers from Limerick and men from Tipperary, the boys from Connemara and the pair of married maidens. There were people from Cork City who were loyal, true and faithful. They brought home the Fenian prisoners from dying in foreign nations. With me whack, fall the do, fall the dithery idle day. It's there you'll see the pipers and the fiddlers competing, the nimble foot, the dancers and the tripping over the daisies. There was others crying cigars and lights and bills of all the races, and the colours of the jockeys, and they mounted on their horses. With me whack, fall the do, fall the dithery idle day. There
there you'll see the jockeys, and they mounted out most stately. The blue, the pink, the orange and green, the emblems of our nation. When the bell was rung for starting, all the horses seemed impatient. It seemed they never stood and ground, the speed was so amazing. With me whack, all the do, all the dithery idle day. There was half a million people there of all denominations. The Catholics, the Protestants, the Jews, the Presbyterians. There was yet no animosity, no matter what persuasion. But fortune and hospitality induced some fresh acquaintance. With me whack, all the do, all the dithery idle day. And now me throat is dry, and they mean to end me song. Success at him, the sport of kings since racing first begun. I've been to all the races and I've seen all the places. But I know that I'll return again to see the Galway races. With me whack, all the do, all the dithery idle day.
Yes, well, that nearly brings tears to my eyes, the Galway races. I've only been there once or twice, but certainly a great occasion. And if you're lucky enough to be heading to Ireland at the end of July, you should try to make it over there. If you're tuned in tonight, welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And I know the anniversary of Hugh Green is coming up in July. And speaking of Galway races, Hugh always made a trip to Galway races on his annual trip home in July every year. Well, as we near the end of June, the Leaving Cert and Junior Cert exams are coming to a conclusion. And overall, I think they've gone really well. So the big wait now is for the Leaving Cert students is to wait till about the middle of August, and then they'll get the points, and then they'll find out if they've got the enough points to get into their preferred university or polytech. And then, obviously, there's a big push. I see where there's a report in one of the papers during the week saying that there's 90,000 people needed to work in the construction industry in Ireland just to meet the demands that will be created over the next 2 years. So if you're out there and you've had a few years in New Zealand and you're thinking of going back, you're a tradesperson, and there'll be obviously plenty of opportunities to do that. But I'm sure all the Leaving Cert students will be really delighted when the exams are finished next week. And of course, as well as the fine weather, the other big attraction is this last week you had the World Cup soccer on. On top of that, you had a double concert last weekend by Taylor Swift. I'm not sure, I suppose Leaving Cert students would still be interested, but it seems like there was a lot of 5 and 6 year olds at the concerts reading some of the stories in the papers during the week. Sadly, a number of road accidents over the last week, about 8 people killed on the roads in Ireland. And again, like New Zealand, you know, the police are just asking people to slow down, especially this time of the year when there's a lot more traffic on the road with visitors, and especially in rural areas where you've got heavy machinery moving in rural areas because of the work that has been done there. Huge issue still going on over Brexit, and that has to be resolved, and it's looking, you know, dicey enough at the moment about a hard border being set up between the north and the south. Man that travelled both sides of the border last week and he got a great reception, Prince Charles and his wife Camilla. They travelled and started off in Belfast, and I think they were in Tyrone as well, and they moved to Cork and then to Killarney. And they're being followed by the newlyweds, Harry and Meghan Markle, his new wife. They're coming to Ireland for a mini moon, as they're calling it, spending 2 days, the 11th and 12th of July in Ireland. Not sure yet where exactly they'll be visiting, but certainly they had said that they had planned to come to Ireland you know, sometime during the summer. So the 11th and 12th, I'm sure he's not coming to march up on the 12th in Northern Ireland with some of the Orange Order groups, but no matter where they are in Ireland, hopefully the weather will be fine. Right, we'll continue on with some more music, and we'll come back and we'll start running through the sport. Hell of a lot of sport on last week, a lot more on this weekend. And just happens my next song has a Galway connection as well. This is Christy Moore singing all about Ruby Walsh, that great jockey. And Christy singing here, The Ballad of Ruby Walsh.
There's Bethlehem and Cheltenham and Lourdes and the Murdoch Junction. The Tripton and Jugoria, the Rubidy Extra Mansion. Good people thank Cropatrick with serenity on their faces. But Ruby Walsh, she saved me life below with the Galway races. Ruby held her back, give her the crack and look she'll go. getting up on rich men's horses, but to mention wives and daughters and marriages and divorces. Here, Ruby, hold her back, give her the crack and up she'll go. There's Celtic helicopters, land bank speculators, builders and developers, crocodiles and alligators, soldiers of destiny, they're in defeat and frenzy. Said it, the Lamb of God, now come back from the gravy. Hey Ruby, hold her back, give her the crack and up she'll go. Thursday is the ladies' day and the women all look smashing. They're lashing on the lipstick, full of dresses, all the fashion. You can see the liposuction, the Botox and augmentation. Brazilian haircuts, colonic irrigation. Hey Ruby, hold her back, give her the crack and up she'll go. And everyone's out to salt hell for the cranking from the porter. There's bookies making odds and two flies walking up the wall. There's folk in charge of their disco and karaoke and set dances. Or some of us who've spent their days were looking to take our chances. Hey Ruby, hold her back, give her the crack and up she'll go. He has her in the canter. A look at her lip, the jumps begun. She's like a ballet dancer. Well, over the lash, she hits the front, and nothing is going to pass her. The winner, all right, it's up Kildare. Follow me up to Carlo. Hey, Ruby, hold her back, give her the crack, and up she'll go. Hey, Ruby, hold her back, give her the crack.
Yes, the man himself there, Christy Moore. And look out if you're travelling over in Ireland. He usually does some concerts throughout the summer months and doesn't travel anymore. He's afraid of flying, but certainly puts on about 20 or 30 shows throughout the year in Ireland. And if you get a chance to see him, you won't regret it. And that was singing all about the ballad of Ruby Walsh. And if you've tuned in a bit late, you're listening to Ireland Calling. Almost missed the first 20 minutes of the programme, brought to you here each week with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. And we'll have a look at sport now. What a busy weekend it was for sport in Ireland, but not alone in Ireland, but down this side of the world as well. And on Saturday night in Melbourne, it was nearly like a home venue for Ireland when they took on the Wallabies in the second of a three-test series. Beaten in the first test in Brisbane when Joe Schmidt put out a new-look team to give young guys a chance, but certainly put out his strongest team on Saturday night. And even though Ireland dominated the whole game, they just about hung on for a win. So the series is tied 1-1, and Ireland will play Australia in the final test this weekend in Sydney, and that's at the Sydney Sports Ground, 45,000-seater stadium that's completely sold out. And the expectation is that at least half the crowd will be supporting Ireland there. So the rugby was happening down here. The World Cup soccer kicked off on Friday. Sadly, no team from Ireland, north or south, in the World Cup this year. Bit disappointing, but certainly great interest in Ireland. But big interest in Gaelic football. And last weekend, the first of the provincial finals took place over in Connacht. And this game was played in Roscommon between my own county, Galway, and Roscommon. And I woke up in the middle of the night and turned on the radio and listened to it. And the first half was dominated by Roscommon. And they were playing against the wind in front of a packed stadium, about 18, 19,000 people. And the conditions were a bit wet, but cleared up in the second half. But Galway played their best football in the second half against the wind. And believe it or not, Roscommon only scored one goal and 1 point. In the second half, both scores from frees. They didn't have any actual score, and Galway came away easy enough victors in the end, 16 points to 2-6. So Galway now go into the what's known as the Super 8 competition. They'll be guaranteed three more matches in this Super 8s. And this weekend, they'll wait to find out who'll be joining them. And in the Leinster Football Championship, this should be one-way traffic. But if you're a Leinster fan, hopefully not. It's Dublin against Leinster. Dublin heading for the fourth All-Ireland title in a row this year. Odds-on favourites to win the Leinster Championship, and still odds-on favourites to win the All-Ireland Championship. The same two teams prop up in Munster every year, almost every year, Cork and Kerry. And they take on each other in the Munster final. and up in Ulster again, Fermanagh against Donegal. This match been playing in Clonus. Fermanagh got there by scoring a goal in the last minute of the game against, they played Tyrone a few weeks ago, so they're going up against Donegal. Donegal certainly looks like they're odds-on favourites to win that match. In fact, it was Fermanagh beat Monaghan in the last minute. So Fermanagh against Donegal this weekend. So they're all the provincial finals. But before that, on Saturday, you've got the second round of qualifiers. So you've got Waterford taking on Monaghan down at Freyr Field in Waterford. Tipperary are playing Mayo at Simple Stadium. Mayo, obviously, very strong against Limerick 2 weeks ago. Cavan against Down, an All-Ulster pairing there. Carlow will take on Tyrone down at Cullen Park. And I'd say, you know, Carlow have having a good run, but they'll find it hard against Tyrone. Sligo, beaten by Galway in the Connacht semi-final, they take on Armagh. Leitrim, they take on Louth over in Carrick and Shannon, and Longford take on Kildare, and that's at Pearse Park in Longford. So all in games on Saturday. And in the Hurling Championship last weekend, the last round of the round robin in Munster, Clare beaten Limerick, so Clare advanced, take on Cork, who beat Waterford just by 3 points. The Munster final, Limerick will advance to the qualifiers. They play the winner of the Joe McKenna Cup. Meanwhile, Cork or Tipperary and Waterford have basically been knocked out of the championship. And Derek McGrath, who's been in charge of Waterford for the last 5 years, announced his retirement from intercounty hurling or as manager at the weekend. So great tribute has been paid to him, but he just said it's just such a tough job, he can't keep it going for too much longer. So that's a big wrap up. There's, as I said, World Cup soccer is getting huge coverage in Ireland as well, but Gaelic games will be to the fore this weekend, as well as the rugby coming from Sydney. Righto, we'll take another piece of music, and this time we've got the Pogues, and they're singing all about a pair of brown eyes.
Johnny sang about a thing called love, but it's
Yes, welcome back to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And there we had A Pair of Brown Eyes by the Pogues. And hopefully you're enjoying the programme tonight, coming to you on Planet FM in Auckland on a Wednesday night. Delayed broadcasts on Access Radio Wellington, Kapiti Coast Radio and Plains FM in Christchurch on a Saturday night. And greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz, indeed around New Zealand. I know people listen here, number in Australia and quite a few in Ireland and the UK, and we've got listeners in Holland as well. So wherever you're listening to the programme tonight, I hope you're able to, you're enjoying the programme and enjoying the selection of music and bring you the latest news coming out of Ireland. As I said, we've got the shortest day of the year here tomorrow, and Ireland have the longest day. And of course then the 23rd, especially in the west of Ireland, is traditionally the eve of St. John, when there's a lot of bonfires happening all over the west of Ireland. So I'm sure there'll be a few good bonfires happening over there on Saturday night, especially on the west coast. One other issues that's dominating the news is the obviously the separation of parents and their children in that refugee site on the border between America and Mexico. And this has been getting a lot of publicity in Ireland, and everybody, in fact every government around the world, are criticising the you know, the way that the American government and especially the President Trump are treating these people. As I said, no set up of the Northern Ireland executive yet. People feel not that much is going to happen there until they see what's going to happen with Brexit. It's now over a year and a half since the executive collapsed in January last year, when Mark McGuinness pulled the plug of the support that they were given Marlene Foster. Of course, Martin has gone to his eternal rest since then, and Sinn Féin have a new leader, Michelle O'Neill, in Northern Ireland. In fact, Sinn Féin held their Ardèche in Belfast at the weekend, and they ratified the referendum in the south on the passing of the abortion referendum. And they said they're ready to govern, but unless they find people to govern with whenever the election is in the south, they'll have nobody to work with, because both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have come out over the weekend, not so much the leaders, but senior figures within the party, saying that there's no way they'd work with Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin have called for the abolition of the Offences Against the State Act, which obviously their other political parties are totally against. And everybody's saying that with a party like this, nobody would really want to govern with them. And of course, the economic policies that Sinn Féin talks about would be to the other side of the scale that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael talk about. So I suppose the only way they can keep Sinn Féin for surely out of government, if they did a deal between the two of them, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, and said, right, let's form a grand coalition, and we could be in power for 5 years. You can have Taoiseach for the first 2 years, and I'll be Taoiseach for the last three, or something like that. But I've no doubt, even though they're saying at the moment, both Labour, Sinn Féin, both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are saying they wouldn't work with Sinn Féin if there's an election before the end of the year or early next year, and it comes down to being in government or out of government, and a deal has to be done, I'm sure they'll forget about their economic policies, etc. So we'll have to watch this space. Well, summer sent you. It's nearly the middle of the summer in Ireland, so here's Mary Black, and she's singing a lovely song called Summer Sent You.
On you with desire. When the morning comes, my luck will be perfectly plain. When the morning comes, my beloved one. When the morning comes, you'll know that we both feel the same. Things will pale into nothing. In the afternoon, we'll know what it is to believe. When it's afternoon, and I covet you. In the afternoon, I'll give you no reason to leave. with the crowd. Lonely in my silence and being without. Then all in one instant, straight out of the blue, out of all its goodness, the summer sent you. For you lie beside me. Now it's evening time. Your kiss will be tender and sure. Now it's evening time. Just like every time. In the evening time, I love you as much as before.
Welcome back, and summer sent you Mary Black, their lovely song, great singer Mary Black. Sadly, a number of years since she's been down here to perform, but we spoke to her son on the programme here, Danny O'Reilly, a few years ago when Danny was touring here with his very popular band called The Coronas, very, very popular band in Ireland. While he hasn't announced yet whether he'll officially run for another term as President, Michael D. Higgins, but he's certainly flying the Irish flag. At the moment, last week I talked about how he honoured members of the Magdalen community who came back from many parts of the world, and he put on a function at Áras an Uachtaráin for them. Over 240 women and their families were honoured and feted last Tuesday and Wednesday week. And this week the Taoiseach is visiting Lithuania, and he said that the Lithuanians are encouraging President Michael D. Higgins to make sure that there's no hard border between the north and south of Ireland as a result of Brexit. So the European Union must find a solution to keep an open border on the island of Ireland, as people should not be separated in peaceful times. That's according to the President of Lithuania. So there's a nice picture of Michael D. and his wife Sabina, and they're during their visit in a beautiful gallery there in Lithuania yesterday. It's in most of the front pages of the papers today. So, of course, if he decides he wants to run again, I think that'd be a unanimous decision not to have another presidential election, although there is one or two individuals that are saying, you know, we should have an election whether he decides to go for another term or not. And he welcomes a contest if he decides to run. But, of course, we'll have to wait and see. He said he'd let his views be known by the end of July. And, of course, if there's an election to take place, it would have to take place before the end of the year. And but look, at everybody thinks that he'll stay for another term, and I think he'll be very, very happy. Of course, Ireland's great ally in Europe is Angela Merkel, but she's under a bit of pressure at the moment over the number of immigrants that are coming into Germany, and she's only in power with the support of a kind of a far-right wing small political party who wants to have ideas like Trump, want to close the borders, but it's a step standoff there at the moment. If she sacks this guy who's a minister, she'll probably be ousted from office, and that could be the end of her political career. So there's a bit of a to and a fro there, but I know Ireland will be hoping that she'll be able to stay in power and give Ireland and indeed the European Union great support as Britain exits the European Union, which of course lots of stuff has to happen by the end of February, end of March next year. That's the deadline. But before that, Ireland needs certainty relating to this border issue, and indeed a lot of other issues as well. Britain is one of Ireland's biggest trading partners, so there's a lot of stuff to be sorted before England leaves. Right, I'm not leaving yet, but we'll take another bit of music here, and this time we've got the Dublin City Ramblers, and they're singing all about Dublin in the rare old times.
Raised on songs and stories, heroes of renown, the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. The hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes, that once was Dublin city in the rare old times. Ring a ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin city in the rare old times. My name, it is Sean Dempsey, as Dublin as could be, born hard and late in Pimlico, in a house that ceased to be. By trade I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy, like my house that fell to progress, my trade a memory. And I courted Peggy Dagenham, as pretty as you please, a rogue and child of Mary, from the rebel liberties. I lost her to a student chap, with skin as black as coal, when he took her off to Birmingham, she took away my soul. Ring a ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin city in the rare old times. Made me bitter, the gargles dimmed me brain, 'cause Dublin keeps on changing and nothing seems the same. The pillar and the met have gone, the rail long since pulled down, as the grey unyielding concrete makes a city of my town. Ring a ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin city in the rare old times. Fare thee well, sweet Anna Liffey, I can no longer stay, and watch the new glass cages that spring up along the quay. My mind's too full of memories, too old to hear new chimes. I'm a part of what was Dublin in the rare old times. Ring a rosy,
pretty in the rare old times. Ring a ring a rosy as the light declines. I remember Dublin City in the rare old times.
Yes, Dublin City Ramblers there, and Dublin in the rare old time. Welcome back. You're listening to Ireland Calling, broadcasting out of the Planet of M studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night. Our delayed broadcast going out in Wellington, Capity Coast on Saturday night, and along all over the world on planetaudio.org.nz. The programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And just to recap, as I said, no major news happening in Ireland since it was on last week. Of course, continuing talk about the Pope's visit at the end of August, and the three big venues that he'll be at. Lots of political to-ing and fro-ing, but of course the politicians are going on holidays now in about 2 weeks' time, so we won't hear much from them over the summer months. They're not due to come back again till September, although there was talk that they may come back if there was important legislation to be pushed through in relation to the facilitating of the abortion referendum that obviously took place a few weeks ago. Just about another week to go before all the students finish their leaving cert and junior cert examinations. And I said last week, Prince Charles and his wife Camilla, they spent a few nice days visiting Ireland between north and south. They were in up in Northern Ireland, I think in Belfast, they were in Tyrone, and then they spent a day in Cork and another day in Killarney. So they seemed to enjoy it, and they were given great reception everywhere they went. Sadly, too many people killed in road accidents in Ireland over the last week. There's just about 8 people killed in various accidents. Some of them are single road accidents. Some of them involved, multiple accidents, multiple cars involved. And there was one case where there was 2 young people killed where they hit some farm machinery. And the other news that came out of the paper yesterday was said that the new prince and his wife, they'll be coming to Ireland for a 2-day mini honeymoon in early July, on the 11th and 12th of July. And of course, on sport, everybody looking forward to the final. Well, all the rugby fans anyway, looking forward to the final test between Australia and Ireland, the Wallabies and Ireland, being played at the Sydney Football Stadium this Saturday night. So that's going to be a great game, and hopefully Joe Schmidt's team will be able to lift themselves for one last hurrah. It's been a long, long season, but he knows that when he announces his team tonight, I think he'll probably stick with the team that did so well last week. And hopefully they'll have one more game in them before they take a bit of time off and then prepare what's going to be a big year as we build up to the World Cup, which starts in Japan in September next year. But there's a lot of water under the bridge between now and then. Right, this time we're going to have Dermot O'Brien, a man that won an All-Ireland medal with County Louth. I'm pretty sure it's about 59. And here he's on the piano accordion of Carlin's Concerto.
Thank you.
Yes, Dermot O'Brien there, the County Louth man, and O'Carolan's Concerto. And we've got about 10 minutes to go before the end of the programme. Well, we all have an Apple product of one sort or another, but I see that Tim Cook, the chief executive and president of Apple, he visited Ireland during the week and had a meeting with Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, and then he went down to their Apple facility in Cork. And, of course, they've got over about 5,000 people working for Apple now in Ireland. I mentioned early on that Ireland is going to need about 80,000 people to fulfil all the jobs that's needed at the in the building and construction industry. And I see where the Economic and Social Research Institute, they're saying that there'll be no tax cut as full employment looms in Ireland. And we know that Dublin is already very hard to get a house. There's no houses there. But I see Amazon, one of the big other international companies, they've announced that they'll be adding 1,000 new jobs in Ireland over the next 2 years. So you kind of wonder yourself, why wouldn't these companies, you know, go to Limerick or go to Galway or go to Letterkenny and create 1,000 jobs there? Can you imagine, you know, the excitement would be in Letterkenny if there was 1,000 jobs, if Amazon were to create 1,000 jobs there? But they seem to want to go where the big centres are. There's obviously very strong broadband network and everything there, and technology and IT, and they want easy access to airports and international travel. So good news for Dublin, where there'll be another 1,000 jobs created over the next 2 years by Amazon. I know that Google and indeed Apple and Facebook, they've all got big centres in Dublin as well. So on the business front, things are going really well. Tourism is really booming in Ireland, and obviously agriculture is still, like New Zealand, a huge part of the Irish economy. And that's why there's a lot of people in the agricultural sector that are worried about what the outcomes will be after negotiations with Britain over Brexit happen. But that's all for another day, and we'll take another bit of music here. And this time we've got Luke Kelly singing all about the travelling people.
To discover a haven of rest, where the sun sinks by night in the land of the west. I have slept with the red man beneath leafy boughs, and the wild roaring prairies bespangled with flowers. To the north, where the hardy pine grows, midst the wolf and the bear and the bleak winter snows, I have traveled all climates, but none could I see like the green hills of Cork and my home by the Lee. Sorrows to hide, but there's none like the maiden who's here by my side. There is not in the land of the slave or the free like like the green hills of Cork and my home by the Lee.
Beautiful city, beautiful city, beautiful city.
Yes, the great sound there of Luke Kelly, no more than Phil Lynott, passed away very, very early, and a great singer. And of course, Luke, one of the original members of the Dubliners. And the only Dubliner still alive is John Sheehan, still going strong, John is. You've been listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, and listening on Auckland on a Wednesday night, Saturday in Wellington, Christchurch. And it could be any night of the week on planetaudio.org.nz. And the programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. As I said earlier on, lovely weather in Ireland at the moment, so great time for tourists to be in Ireland, great time for farmers to get the work done. And if you're interested in sport, there's obviously it's a great time to be there, because there's games on all over the country every weekend. You've got Gaelic football and hurling, and you've got camogie being played by the girls, and ladies football as well. So if you're travelling over the next few months, not even a big game, but just to go into you know, any provincial town or city, there's always Gaelic games being played there. And there's lots of shows happening throughout the summer months. There's lots of concerts happening. There's folk groups happening. And there's big concerts as well. Michael Bublé, he's in Croke Park in about 2 weeks' time. Taylor Swift was there last week, packed out audiences. And, of course, the big man himself is coming at the end of August. Pope Francis will be celebrating with the families in Ireland at the end of August in Croke Park, with 85,000 people attending that event. Well, that's about it for another week. Thanks again for tuning in. I'll be back again next week with another edition of Ireland Calling. And we'll leave you tonight with a bit of a medley of music here called Hennessy's Medley from Arcadia. From me, I'll say good night, goodbye, and God bless. Look forward to talking to you next week.